You've got it tuned to listener-supported independent music radio, WNRN, broadcasting from the Blue Ridge to the Bay. I'm Desiree Moses, coming to you live from Austin, Texas, for South by Southwest. We're at the Line Hotel, and I'm so thrilled to be joined by Tyler Ramsey. Tyler, thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me here.
The new album is New Lost Ages. It's the follow-up to your last record, For the Morning, that came out in 2019. The world's certainly a different place since you released the last record.
Definitely.
What have you been up to the last few years?
Lots of time at home. I have a 2.5-year-old baby boy, so that's been a lot of the last few years. And hanging out with my daughter and him, and just kind of working on the record.
So you're based in Asheville, but the new record, New Lost Ages, was recorded in Seattle, and you teamed up with Phil Eck. Did you write all the songs at home first, and then you brought them out to the studio to record?
I did. I had them all written. So I bumped into Phil on a tour. I was out west with Carl Bramel. We were doing a duo tour, and Phil saw me walking down the road in Seattle. I was looking for some food, and he texted me just asking if I was in town. I was like, yeah, we're playing a show, and he ended up coming by the show afterwards, and we talked, and I gave him a copy of For the Morning, and we kind of decided we were going to do something together finally, and I stayed in touch with him, and once I had all these songs written, I reached out to him and started talking about the process and we worked it all out. And I ended up out in Seattle with him at the helm. And he hired Morgan Henderson to play bass, who's a member of Fleet Foxes, and Sean Lane, who plays with Heart right now, was the drummer. And we all did the basic tracks there at Avast. And then I spent like 3 more weeks with Phil and an engineer, just kind of doing overdubs. And yeah, it was a very, very fun process.
You and Phil have known each other professionally for a while. How much of an influence did he have? Did the songs change a lot from the demos that you brought in?
I really set out to make sure that he was totally in control. I wanted him to have the reins of the album. I had, in the past, have really held on pretty tight to my idea of what the song should be, even in the final recording process. So it was nice to really trust Phil and know him. And yeah, I really just handed over everything to him and said, if there's anything you want me to change, let me know and I will work with you and we'll get it to where we both feel super happy with it. And, he didn't really ask me to change too much. We kind of just honed it in and dialed in some sounds. And really, it was just a process of getting all the, Phil Eck guitar sounds and incredible vocal sounds that he is able to get.
Tyler Ramsey live on WNRN. We're in Austin, Texas for South by Southwest at the Line Hotel. We'd love it if you play a track for us from the new album.
Feathers meant to fly, falling all around. Fly. Fly. Waking fires, blinding lights, the cold, cold ashes from the darkest night. If you do what matters and you do what's right, maybe make it through to the other side. try. And now I'm trying to be the phoenix. I'm trying. And now I'm trying to be the phoenix. No more looking back. No more why they do that. No more wounded bird. No more rumors I have heard. No more someone got the better of me. No more holding on to things that I don't need. And now I'm trying to be the phoenix. I'm trying. And now I'm trying to be the phoenix.
Tyler Ramsey live at the Line Hotel in Austin, Texas for South by Southwest. Fires is off the new album, New Lost Ages. We're chatting with Tyler today. So Tyler, you mentioned that in the last couple of years you became a father again. So I'm curious, how has parenthood impacted your songwriting?
It's my whole life really is getting to be a dad. And I don't know that it's changed all of the lyrical content or whatever, but some of the ideas behind the songs are definitely like deep rooted love for my family and the place that we live. And, you know, there are some songs that aren't on this album, but will be on a future album that are more like definitely written from my children and stuff. But you can't avoid having the main part of your life affect your artistic output. I think it's like, it's going to happen. Even if you tried to resist and, you know, remain like, you know, what you were before, I think it's going to seep in and be a part of what you create.
Is that important to you to sort of have this vulnerability when you're crafting?
No wall for me. I have a hard time holding back a lot of times. You know, I feel like the older I get, the more I appreciate being vulnerable as a person and like talking about things that are meaningful, you know, and not trying to like hold things back or hide things. I feel like it's way more fun if you're having conversations with people or if you're trying to like express something in an artistic way. Yeah, it's a total experiment, and just being more vulnerable and writing lyrics that are totally tapped into what I'm going through, you know, it's I like being open and I like my lyrics to be as absolutely honest as they can be.
Well, we'd love it if you play another one from the new album, New Lost Ages, for us. I think perhaps the most vulnerable song is Where Were You? Would you mind doing that one for us?
I need to hide away Whenever I start feeling the way I do, I don't want to bring all this around you, and I need to hide. Wish I could drive away, find a place to have a breakdown, fall apart where there's nobody around. I could drop you off before I hit the ground. Where were you when I wanted you around? Where were you when I was hoping to be found? There's a place that I go, just over these hills and up a gravel road. When I lose my way and I can't take anymore, I know I need to go. Shut out the news and kill my phone. There's no signal up here anyway. Man, it's no wonder I don't feel okay the way that things are going. Wanted you around. Where were you when I was hoping to be cause a scene. I don't know what's wrong. Hold on to me. I feel like I am hanging like a mist in the trees. Fear that I am drifting too far out to reach. Hoping maybe all I'll ever really need is for you to hold on. How long has it been since we drove all night to reach the ocean? Since we saw the sunrise move across the sand, you were moving closer just to hold my hand. Maybe we were listening to prairie wind. I don't know if I'll ever feel that way again. Where were you when I needed you around? Where were you? I was hoping to be found.
Tyler Ramsey live on WNRN from the Line Hotel in Austin, Texas for South by Southwest. Where Were You is a track from the new album, New Lost Ages. Tyler, I don't have a lot of musical talent. I love consuming music. But I was noticing when I watched you play that you have sort of an interesting finger-picking style. Where did you learn your technique?
I listened to a lot of, like, country blues and ragtime guitar when I was really first, like, thinking that guitar was fun. I was listening to a lot of that stuff. But I also tried to do some classical guitar at one point. My technique is, I don't know where I came up with it. It's definitely not a proper technique. It's like, you know, I shouldn't be bracing my fingers on the guitar, but I do. I remember my teacher, like, a long time ago telling me that I was going to end up with problems in my hand because of that. But
so far so good.
Yeah.
And it sounds great.
Yeah. And the cool thing about country blues is, like, some of those guys were playing with, like, their thumb and their index finger, or like just their thumb, or, you know, there's so many ways you can make an instrument talk, you know, so that's kind of what I absorbed from that.
Tyler Ramsey live on WNRN from the Line Hotel in Austin, Texas for South by Southwest. The new album, New Lost Ages. So we've been enjoying spinning These Ghosts. Yeah. We love to go out with that song. What would you like to tell us about it?
You know, These Ghosts came out of, there's a lot in there about like constant motion, kind of. There's a lot of elements from living the life that I've been living, like the crazy kind of touring life that I was riding for a while, and kind of like some of that was a little bit dark. So some of the song is about leaving, for me, it's about leaving that behind and kind of shedding some of the things that were not great about that. But I think for people in general, it's kind of a message about just making sure you're not dragging around baggage that's, you know, weighing you down and letting it go. And I feel like we all have to kind of like look behind us occasionally and make sure that we're still not carrying things that we thought we might've left behind. You know, there's that element of like double checking to make sure you've really shed things that you need to.
Live on WNRN from the Line Hotel in Austin, Texas for South by Southwest. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me here. This was fun.
Get out these ghosts. Let them out, let them all go. Nobody here can control anyone anymore. Mercy on your soul. Hanging back on a foreign shore, left behind in the engine roar. Hear the engine roar. Let them out, let them float. Let them all float, let them all go. These ghosts. These ghosts. To me now is the sound, but the ringing in my ear cannot be drowned out. Some poisonous years for me to drag around. I'd rather put them down. The pain in your head is just the smoke from a fire that burned out a long time ago. And there's nothing that's left there except for coals, and those are going cold. Let them out, let them float. let them all float, let them all go. These ghosts. These ghosts. These ghosts.